Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today, we're going to talk about the opposite of reality TV, basically.
Complete.
Which is going to be my journey into Eastern medicine and healing and all of that stuff. You guys have heard me talk a lot about my relationship to my body, about all the supplements that I take, about all the things that I've gone through with my body, and all kinds of, the cures that I'm looking for. On the lifestyle tier, which is very exciting, that I have found kind of a pathway to go on. So today I'm going to talk about all of the different avenues that I'm using. So first up, I do want to acknowledge that you guys know that my relationship with my body has been a contentious one. We just talked about on the most recent lifestyle episode with Natasha the mind-body connection, and I just want to make sure that you guys are fully aware that my mind-body connection was very tumultuous up until very recently. And that was because I am now treating it like post-traumatic stress rather than treating it as if it was a failure on my part. You guys have heard me talk a lot about the podcast about how I've gained weight, how I can't look in the mirror, how I can't, and I'm so tired, I'm so depressed, and I'm so this and I'm so that, all about me, and how I failed myself. And I'm now treating all of that as post-traumatic stress, which has been really nice.
Yeah, that must be freeing.
Very.
Very freeing to kind of like name it as something and then acknowledge that it's essentially like trauma that you've been through on a very continuous basis for several years.
For a long time. Yep. And I think I really hit a peak during COVID when I was in the house, moved to a new city. I have two older parents who have gone through multiple surgeries who were both working in person the entire time. And I was an extrovert who was trapped in my house. And then it was the most racist season of The Bachelor ever in history. It was a lot.
Straight up.
It was a lot. Oh my God. And forget everything else happening outside of my home, right? I'm just naming things that are coming inside of my home.
Inside.
And then Trump was president and like all kinds of crazy shit was going on. So and then I got into a new relationship, all kinds of stuff. So I'm treating that now as post-traumatic stress and now treating it now through some Eastern medicine practices. So one of the main things that I've been doing for many years now is tapping into Ayurvedic medicine. Lots of ashwagandha, lots of roots and mushrooms, taking them in pill form has been very, very helpful for me on a very consistent basis. Also helps a
this?
What oh, Ayurvedic. Ayurvedic.
Ayurvedic medicine.
And it's basically using like mushrooms and roots to help with like, it's like natural Xanax almost is what they call it. And luckily it works for me. If you're on regular Xanax, you keep taking that Xanax. But for me, this stuff works out very, very well. Ashwagandha and Shatavari root have been my two most successful so far. And they are also two that I have discovered I must have while on vacation because I have new like vacation and plane anxiety after COVID. So these are two must-haves for me.
And these specifically treat or treat anxiety, or what do they?
So ashwagandha is for anxiety, and then shatavari is for hormonal balance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hormonal, why would you need hormonal balance?
Great question. Like, so yeah. I have PCOS. I have pretty much beat it as of now, but I have PCOS. I got my period when I was 11, and I used to get it like once every like 3-4 months. I used to bleed through my pants. I used to crawl to the bathroom to throw up. I used to get my period for like 2 weeks. It was so bad. And because it is hereditary, my mom was just like, okay, this is kind of what happens when your period comes. Right. She didn't know because she had it and she got over it somehow or through birth control pills or whatever. So I was on birth control from a really young age. I was a virgin when I was on birth control.
Wow.
Oh yeah. It was wild.
11 and even. That's so young.
I know. 11 was young to get your... When did you get your period?
I was 14, like going on 15.
I'm old,
I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also hereditary. My mom got hers around the same age, 14, 15. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I've had that, I think, actually started the tumultuous relationship with my mind saying something, my body doing another. Was probably my PCOS symptoms. And when I was 21, I started taking herbs to fix my PCOS and it ended up working. I got my period every month. And there were times when I like could barely even put on a bra because my boobs hurt so much. That went away. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that seems, that's working.
Yeah, it's working great. Actually, I might put together a little like guide, like the beauty guide with like all the little herbs that I take. I think that'd be fun. Just do the same template and then just put in all the herbs that I take for
what? Slap it all in. Yep.
Guys, expect a guide for this one. I'm excited now. I started taking something called Vitex, which is actually something that some men take in jail to make them less horny.
So interesting.
It actually works the opposite for men, which is how you know it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you take that for what now?
I take an all-in-one now. It has ashwagandha, it has Vitex, it has shatavari, it has maca, it has like all the everything that I need in one thing. But I was taking just a concentrated Vitex to regulate my period, to regulate my hormones, and it ended up working. I was 21. Ended up working out great.
It worked out. Interesting.
Okay. Yep. And the only problem is it makes you so horny. So just so you guys know, it makes you like,
as you say, the opposite effect.
Yeah, it has the opposite effect on men. Yeah. Anybody who actually knows about that, if you could comment or email 2blackgirls1rose@gmail.com, that'd be really fun.
It's doing something to your hormones that's just kicking your sex drive into overdrive.
It's either like raising my testosterone or raising my estrogen or my progesterone and like lowering it for a man.
Whatever the
you know, whatever that is. So those have been working really, really great, and I haven't noticed until I went on vacation without them how much I really appreciate taking them on a daily basis. So I need a little travel one for my travels, vacations.
And you notice if you don't take it, like what happens or what, how do you feel?
Definitely more anxious. Definitely less, I guess, like less appreciative almost of being on vacation. I get like more anxiety, like, oh, what do you want to eat? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like it just overwhelmed really easy. Like,
yeah, in your head. Okay.
Yeah, in my head, all that stuff. There's just nothing to like calm me down and set me into vacation mode. In the way that some of these natural herbs can help me to get there myself.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's been working. So Ayurvedic medicine, or Ayurvedic herbs, I should say, has been working really well. And then also yoga class. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my yoga class journey as well.
I'm excited to talk to you about yoga. You are a yogi, I would say. You very much have a regular yoga practice. And I think yoga, it makes sense that it's paired with these, what is the term?
Ashwagandha? Ayurvedic method.
Ayurvedic. Yeah. Ayurvedic medicines. Did you learn, how did you dabble into Ayurvedic medicines? Was it through yoga or did yoga first, second?
Yeah. It was actually probably through Pia Barancini, who's a fashion designer, I guess, and an influencer who I follow. And she took moon juice, which I think everybody knows about moon juice.
You brought me to moon juice in LA last time.
Yeah. Like,
what is this world you were introducing moon juice. Me to?
Yes. Moon juice is lots of like fun, but also can be very dangerous if you like dive really deep in it. Mm. But cause she charges a lot of money for what she's selling. And she's also not Indian. She is white. So that's that.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
But, so I started taking moon juice supplements. I started taking like at least 6 of them a day. I noticed a difference and started kind of dabbling into like, what are these herbs and why moon juice versus somebody else? And, you know, who has the best concentration of herbs? Now I take some that are much, much less expensive. And you only have to take 2 a day. It took me a while to get
6
there.
A day?
That's 6 a day is a lot.
Cocktail. My God.
I know.
That's
how that started. And then yoga started. My hot yoga practice started when I found a class that was taught by a black pastor who's a woman who wears like African waist beads, and she does hot yoga class. I started going way before. And I actually took our good friend Leah to a class, and we both almost fainted and died after the class because it was so hard.
Oh, Jesus.
But that was my introduction into a hot yoga class.
Okay.
And you guys have seen on Instagram, I've told you guys before that when there's mirrors in the class, sometimes I get anxiety and my looking at my body and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the way that I've kind of conquered that is that, first of all, yoga is a practice where you don't have to see results in your physical body or see definition or see all of those things in order to also see progress, which I told you before. Which is, I think, why I have so much in, you'll see a lot of plus size people talk about their hot yoga practice, and it's probably because of that.
Their hot yoga practice specifically.
Okay. Because it's a form of cardio too, because your heart rate is up.
Right. You're literally burning fat and calories.
Yes.
And you're sweating like nuts. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Also a less judgmental place. The gym can be very judgmental. You can get people coming up to you and try to correct you. You can get people coming up to you and trying to sell something to you if you are in a bigger body versus if you're in a smaller body. You can get more attention if you're in a bigger body than if you're in a smaller body at the gym in terms of weightlifting and things like that. And so sometimes the gym, unfortunately, can be a more judgmental place than the yoga studio. The yoga studio, if somebody did that, they would kick them out.
This is not the space for this. Get out.
No. Yeah. There's no room for any of that. So there's that. And also, I realized that yoga was the only thing kind of there for me during COVID. The gym was closed. And all I had was my mat and Miss Adrian and that dog.
Adrian, that dog.
And Benji.
Yes, Benji. And so is that where, would you say during quarantine is where your practice really
kicked into really the ramped up? Yep. And it was one of the only fitness classes that was available at the time. It was, they were open the whole time during COVID.
Your studio that you go to?
The studio.
Oh, wow.
It would be, but the only thing would be max 6 people.
Yeah, like everybody's masked up.
yeah. So it would be very, it's almost like a private lesson. That helped as well. But at first, it was a lot to just look in the mirror, and it was just like me and two other very thin white women. That was a lot.
Yeah, definitely. During a pandemic at the
during a pandemic when all you want, at least the least you could do is have the food taste good, basically, is what happened to me during the pandemic. And I would cry all the time in yoga class. I said there would be a time where I had to leave early, whatever, whatever. But I would also pray a lot in class and set a lot of intention. So during 2021, when my word was health, at the beginning of class, you have to set an intention every single class.
Okay.
And so my intention would be something about I can continue health, or I deserve health, or I can maintain health. And those would be my very simple dedications to my practice at that time.
Yeah, and that's something, so in the class they make you say an intention, or you
not out loud, but
like privately set your intention for the day.
Nice.
How do you find your relationship between the yoga and the ashwagandha?
The ashwagandha and all that stuff. I don't think they're related. I mean, they're related. Obviously, they come from the same culture. But I think in order to feel the benefits of a holistic wellness practice, you have to do all things. So you can't just like smoke weed and do yoga with Adrian and expect you to feel better. You have to like smoke weed, take ashwagandha, go to yoga class consistently, get a lot of sleep, go to therapy. Like you do your journaling. Like you have to do all of those things in order to feel an actual difference. Which is why it's called holistic.
Well, do you think you have to do all of the things, or can you put together your own package? Yes,
you can put together your own cocktail that you can make sense of, but you have to do very, very strict maintenance with it, I think. I think that's where that comes in.
Yeah, you have to, there's got to be consistency to it in order to see some type of result, as with most things,
most things, but also, you know, you take a Valium and you good.
You're good. That's true. Oh, Lord. So I have another question, but I don't want to deter
you. No, tell me. Tell me.
So when we're talking about this episode, you know, you're saying one of the things you want to cover is like your relationship between Eastern medicine, healing practices,
mm-hmm.
and being a Christian woman and mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. based in faith.
Yeah.
How do you reconcile these things?
Yeah. So I grew up with a family that was never afraid of therapy, but always God first, but never therapy shaming. Also never medication shaming either. But definitely God first. And so I grew up kind of thinking that God was the ultimate answer for this, and that Jesus was really the ultimate answer for this, and that all of those other things were secondary. And really now I'm operating on that they're actually work in tandem, and they actually are parallel, because your relationship with you has to exist in order for you to have a relationship with God, with Jesus, with Spirit, with all of that. And so what I'm doing with Ayurvedic medicine, with yoga, which are not based in Christianity, those are based in different practices and different religions, what I'm doing is helping that to fix my relationship with myself. Which is why I go to a yoga studio that teaches about chakras, about mudras, about all of those Hindu practices, because what I don't want to do is appropriate those things. You know?
Like, you want to gain knowledge and education around them in a authentic, meaningful way.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Which, that's interesting. It's an interesting point, because I feel like we've talked before about how like the wellness space is so steeped in capitalism now. People are making money off of every fucking thing. I would say this Eastern medicine is definitely been, I would say, under the reign of capitalism of recent. All kinds of different companies selling all kinds of different pills and supplements and stuff. How do you, I guess, reconcile that as well? Like, wanting to learn, respect, gain knowledge, but then also like participate in this world as well.
I think because I do all of my practices, including things like going to a holistic place for like massages and stuff like that, what I'm not doing is participating in things like core power yoga, where it's all hip hop the whole time. And basically what that is, basically what those classes are doing, which it's okay if you would like this, but what they're trying to do is get you to never to keep up so that you can always come back to class, basically is what they're trying to do. Which I told you about with kickboxing class, because I was in a kickboxing class with another instructor, a different instructor in the class was teaching. And that instructor who was participating in the class was like dying. And I was like, oh, okay, this is just made for you to always come back. And so that you never finish the workout. So you always feel like you're chasing something. This doesn't feel like you're chasing anything. It just feels like you maintain it in order to maintain a happy life and relationship with yourself.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's lifestyle episode. If you want to hear the full episode and get more lifestyle content,
join our You Ain't Half Bad tier at patreon.com/twoblackgirlsoneRose. See you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.